News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Taoiseach Simon Harris has warned that Ireland is not immune from terror threats. This comes as Garda Commissioner Drew Harris has reportedly increased the threat level here posed by political extremists from moderate to substantial. And Declan Power, security and defence analyst, joins us now this morning. Good morning to you, Declan. How serious should this threat level, it's been moved from moderate to significant, how seriously should this be taken, Declan?
Well, it should be taken seriously, Ciara, in that the Commissioner of an Garda Síochána, which in addition to being Ireland's National Police Service, is our National Security Service, has made this move, has written to the Minister to advise her of the need for this. And what I suppose we should put it in context. It's when I say take it seriously, I don't want people to feel that they're going to necessarily feel under a direct attack that bombs are going to be going off in railway stations. It's not that kind of level of threat. It's very much, if people have familiarised themselves with the story from yesterday, it's very much about the threat facing public representatives.
Okay.
And probably people in public life in general, but particularly public representatives, politicians at both national and local level.
And Declan, in your view, is this coming from Garda intelligence? Is that because you're mentioning that they're not just the policing force, they're sort of the security force. So Garda intelligence is because Sinn Féin have said that they want this explained. They want to know why this level has been increased from moderate to significant. But your view would be that this is coming from intelligence?
Yeah, but he has alluded to the reasons why in the letter that he wrote, and it's covered in the reportage, and it's fairly straightforward. The guards have discerned that there is a greater level of organisation and cohesion to those that are making threats now within the far right. And also there is, I suppose, unlike the other extremist elements that would have been of concern to Garda intelligence, such as the jihadi extremists or dissident Republican extremists. The far right has grown across Irish society. It's not that it's massive, but it's pervasive. And it's not that everybody associated with it is setting out to engage in terrorism. But there was a saying by Mao Zedong when he talked about how guerrillas would function in revolutionary warfare, that they would swim through the sea of the people. And so, if you like, what the Gardaí have noticed is that sea with regards to far-right extremism has increased a bit more in Ireland.
Okay.
And within that sea, it's easier for those who have a violent intent to swim, in other words, to manoeuvre, to recruit, to get assistance. And what they're also seeing is that there is a greater level of organisation and planning capacity starting to emerge.
So this is, I mean, on the front of the Irish Examiner this morning, far-right agitators leak TD's home details. This is what we're talking about. People saying so-and-so lives here. This is a good place to go and have a protest, or this is a good place to go and cause trouble or to intimidate. That's the kind of thing that we're looking at?
Correct. It's becoming more tangible. And rather than just people making violent statements, the statements now have got more intent and they're becoming more specific.
Okay.
Also, it's encouraging people to consider, or not to consider, but to, in this erroneous belief that somehow violence is justified and is the only way forward for people who want to change political circumstances, which is completely erroneous in a democratic state.
Of course,
ours.
Absolutely. Declan, the response of the state to something like this, what are we likely to see happen? Like, what do they do to combat this now?
Well, you're not really going to see anything directly, because unless there's legislative changes. I think the most pertinent thing people may be aware of is that security will be stepped up for public representatives, but there will be a limit as to what can be done. Obviously, members of the cabinet and people in ministers at certain levels will have increased Garda presence. But I think one of the key things will be focus on public representatives to become more situationally aware, how they go about their business, how they do their clinics. Access to our public representatives may become that bit more limited. A lot of this will depend on the individual public representatives themselves and how much under threat
they feel.
So this
is those things we've seen reports that the guards have been encouraging Simon Harris to move to the Phoenix Park, for example. You know, when Leo Varadkar stood down as Taoiseach, he was saying that he felt lucky that he had been here as a leader in Ireland, because in other countries, leaders didn't have his ability to go about and live a regular, normal life because of security and all of those sorts of things. Are we seeing Ireland moving in that kind of direction?
I think so, yeah. And, you know, while Leo Varadkar did make that, you know, statement, and it sounds very cosy, we've got to remember that it's the same Leo Varadkar that was abused by people when he went for a jog, who had a slushy poured over him when he was doing an interview. And while a certain coterie in this country would take pleasure in something like that happening, another group might think, well, isn't it great that our Prime Minister, our Taoiseach, can be so easily approached? There are others who would have thought, isn't it ridiculous that the most senior politician in the land was exposed to that level of risk? And that is something that has to change and come into line with the rest of our European partners. It's ridiculous representatives could be left at that level of risk.
Yeah, that we're seeing a shift in society in general. Look, thank you very much for joining us on all of that. That is Declan Power, their security and defence analyst.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.